It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Well, now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Michael Best speak with Bloomberg Law co-host and Supreme Court reporter Greg Storr about the possibility of Justice Anthony Kennedy's retiring.
Greg, what are you hearing about Justice Kennedy?
Well, I've been spending some time talking to some former law clerks, and there's definitely a difference of opinion as to whether he will retire at the end of this year. It is certainly at least a possibility that those of us who care about the court are going to have to watch for. There are a few signs. He's scheduled his law clerk reunion a year earlier than he normally would, and in the very end, at the very end of the term. So it's at least possible that that reunion, the last weekend of June, will be right around the time he makes an announcement. I don't know for sure, but I'm certainly going to be paying attention.
Kennedy is the most important person on that court because he has been he is the swing vote, and he's certainly back in that position now. Would he want to give up that power?
Yeah, that's a real question, June. And for those people who say, no, I don't think he's going to retire, that's one of the biggest things that they point to. He has been, since 2006, the most important justice on this court, the swing justice on so many issues. And if Justice Gorsuch is anything like what everyone is expecting he will be, Justice Kennedy will stay right in the middle of the court. And so when the court takes up cases involving Trump's travel ban, voter ID laws, religious rights and gay rights, there's a good chance he will be right in the middle again, and he may not want to give that up just yet.
Well, speaking of Justice Gorsuch, we call him that now as he's going to be on the court. He's going to start very soon hearing cases. What's on the docket for Justice Gorsuch and the rest of the justices to hear as he takes the bench?
Yeah, he's had an awful lot to learn in the past week. They have seven cases, three of them on Monday. The biggest one that he's going to hear is a church-state case that has to do with a Missouri funding program for playgrounds. And Missouri said that according to our Constitution, we can't give the money to a church that wanted this money for resurfacing playgrounds. And so everybody's going to be watching to see what sorts of questions we get from Justice Gorsuch and any indications about what type of justice he's going to be.
And that's Bloomberg Law co-host and Supreme Court reporter Greg Storr speaking with Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
Now among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, the newest justice on the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch, will hear a crucial case about the separation of church and state in his first week on the job. A Missouri church has challenged the state's decision to exclude it from a program that provides money to use ground-up tires in playgrounds. A decision could make it easier to use state money for private religious schooling.
In South Korea, ousted President Park Geun-hye has been indicted on corruption charges. Park was arrested last month on bribery and a dozen other criminal charges. She's been in jail since then. A formal indictment clears the way for a trial.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.